This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Michael Scott Moore. His book is The Desert and the Sea. It's talking about 977 days captive on the Somali pirate coast. That must have been a huge decision, to make a decision to forgive your captors.
That was a monumental decision. I mean, it was a real alteration of my mindset at that point.
Why did you do that? And then how did it help?
Well, I was sitting there feeling guilty, first of all, for having gotten captured, but also extremely angry at all my guards for treating me that way and for holding me for so long. By now, it was almost, you know, it was more than 2 years that I'd been held. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's impossible to be angry 24 hours a day. But second, it's hard to wake up in that sort of state of mind every morning. And that's what I was doing until I made this conscious decision to actually aim my judgment elsewhere. You know, I aimed it inward and learned to forgive the guards for their, you know, immediate transgressions. Let's put it that way.
It's hard to know your mindset being there in this eternity of captivity with almost no reason for hope and to decide to forgive your captors. But I can imagine that was a big, like breaking a log jam in your psyche.
It was an incredible relief. It was an incredible lightening, because the homily that the Pope gave on the Vatican radio, the way he put it was that there's a certain mercy that comes from God that you can pass on to other people. And once I made a conscious decision to do that, I felt at least less suicidal.
You saw the wisdom in that in practice.
I saw the wisdom in it, and it made me feel lighter. It didn't make me feel happy. I wouldn't put it that way.
Right.
But it made me feel less suicidal and less inclined to pick up one of their Kalashnikovs.
You found that Bible on that ship that gave you some reason. You've relied on yoga, as you talked about in your book, that gave you some purpose or some relief. Was there any music you stumbled into in your travels that sort of stoked your spirit?
Well, for a while I did have, towards the end, I got a radio and I could listen to the BBC, and there was some music here and there on the BBC. And one song that came up a few times was a Nina Simone song called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, sort of an anthem from the 60s. And it was a really beautiful song with a very lilting melody. And that stuck with me, and it became sort of a theme song, you know.
Were you there on a mission to humanize them and better help people better understand them, or were you there on a journalistic mission to condemn them?
No, neither one. It was a journalistic mission, certainly, but it was a journalistic mission to describe what their lives were like and to give some deeper, both economic context to the pirate story and also historical context, which nobody was doing. Nobody was putting pirates in a historical context at that point.
Was this before or after the very popular movie Captain Phillips?
The Captain Phillips story happened in 2009, which is a few years before I went, but the movie didn't come out until, I think, 2014. I heard about it. By then, I had a radio, and I heard about the Oscar ceremony where it won, you know.
So the pirates actually knew about the movie?
They did, yeah. So the movie must have come out in 2013. I heard about the 2014 Oscars, and a couple of months later, the pirates had new smartphones. And one afternoon, two of my guards were sitting just rapt, watching some American film I couldn't quite place. And I knew who was in the movie. I knew it was Tom Hanks. And so I was lying there just sort of listening and not doing very much. And finally I'm like, oh,
in Captain,
God,
they were
Tom
watching
Hanks.
Captain Phillips, your Somali pirate captors?
On the movie. They were watching Captain Phillips. They found it fascinating to see people like them on a movie. 2 weeks after I first heard the movie, since it was a stored file in their smartphones, you know. One of them came up to me with a phone playing the movie and showed it to me. My first thought was, one of my pirates is handing me a phone. So I said thank you and started to watch the film. Found it funny that I was watching that film, but the first thing I did was try to think of a way to turn down the volume and call my mother without the guard noticing. I did that, but not quite without him noticing, so it didn't quite work. After about 45 minutes, he got tired of watching me and took it away. He said the one pirate who survived and wound up in jail in New York, he said, Abdueli, that man's my friend. And I knew some of the clan backgrounds of some of the guards. And from that guy's clan background, I believe that that's probably true. I think he and Abdueli probably have the same clan.